Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
No one believes there are any quid pro quo.
And what we do know is there was definitely no quid pro quo.
Make it a crime to be lonely or sad.
There was no quid pro quo here whatsoever.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo.
And we got nothing to be guilty of.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo. The transcript backs it up.
The transcript of the president's phone call with President Zelensky, where there was no quid pro quo, there was no pressure.
And we got nothing to be sorry for.
There was no quid pro quo. There was no issue about finally getting the military assistance.
No quid pro quo, as Mr. Mulvaney said. No linkage whatsoever between any type of security assistance dollars for Ukraine and any type of investigation.
There was no quid pro quo in the phone conversation. So no doubt that the haters are going to hate.
People who are trying to imply that the president is asking for things or quid pro quos, I think this is ridiculous.
Did he also mention to me in the past the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money. Now, there was a report.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
Withholding the funding.
Yeah.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time.
And we got nothing to be sorry for.
There was no quid pro quo. There was nothing.
Did he also mention to me in the past the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that.
There was no quid pro quo. At all.
To be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
There was no quid pro quo, unlike Biden.
That's it. And that's why we held up the money.
And we got nothing. And we got nothing to reveal.
We are now getting our first look at new bombshell testimony in the House impeachment inquiry, and it reads like a roadmap for the apparent quid pro quo with Ukraine. The opening statement from Bill Taylor, the career diplomat. Right now, he's the current acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Taylor testified that despite President Trump's denials, it was made very clear to him that the president was making both a White House meeting and that hundreds of millions of dollars in the military aid contingent on Ukraine publicly committing to investigate his political rivals.
And we got nothing to be sorry for. Our love is one in a million.
Eyes can see
that we
President Trump is hosting a major meeting of world leaders next year at his Miami area resort and golf property. Next year's G7 summit will take place at the Trump National Doral in Miami. The move is raising questions about whether hosting this large event at one of the president's businesses is a violation of ethics rules.
The president is generously renting his golf club out to all the leaders of the world because, of course, he is. He doesn't care anymore. He's just like, yeah, you know what? We're hosting at my golf resort, and guess what? Round of golf's $1 million. That doesn't include cart, and we're tripling the room rate. So leave a duffel bag full of Krugerrands by the front door. Most experts say this is a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause, which says the president, a president, cannot profit from a foreign government.
I don't think you people with this phony Emoluments Clause.
The G7 summit happens in June, which there's a good chance he might not be president anymore by then. So wouldn't that be, by the way, wouldn't that be... This would be the greatest scenario. Trump has to watch President Pence chatting it up with the world leaders while he guzzles Diet Cokes in the clubhouse.
Hey, if I'm gonna get impeached anyway, I say it's bucket list time. G7 is at the Doral. We're serving nothing but Trump steaks. It's BYO porn star. And folks, don't forget your pistols, because we're heading out to Fifth Avenue.
Like, it really seems like there's nothing Trump wouldn't do to profit off the presidency. Like, I bet you he's going to be outside his own impeachment trial just scalping tickets. He's going to be standing outside there.
He's like, tickets, tickets. Who needs tickets to my impeachment? You want some tickets? Best seats in the house. Come on, yo. Right next to me.
Now, on a normal day, in a normal presidency, we would spend all our time talking about how shady it is that Trump is forcing world leaders to host the G7 summit at his golf club that he makes money from, especially considering how he always brags about how he doesn't profit from the presidency. But today's not a normal day, and this is not a normal presidency. Because while he's inviting foreign leaders to his Miami golf club, American leaders are storming out of the White House.
Shortly after a House vote, where more than 100 Republicans joined Democrats condemning the president's abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, a heated confrontation inside the White House. That clash between President Trump and top Democrats spilling out onto the steps of the West Wing.
I pray for the president all the time. I think now we have to pray for his health, because this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president.
President Trump hitting back, accusing Democrats of storming out, using the same language as Pelosi against her, tweeting, "She had a total meltdown in the White House today. It was very sad to watch. Pray for her. She is a very sick person."
Okay, I know you are, but what am I?
In the impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland is a key witness. In his opening statement, he said President Trump told U.S. officials to talk directly to his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, about U.S. policy in Ukraine.
We are back and joined now by a central figure in the whistleblower complaint, as well as in many of my personal nightmares, former mayor and soon-to-be former lawyer of basically former President Donald Trump, human hand grenade Rudy Giuliani. Hey, girl.
I'm glad I'm on tonight, because what you just said is totally erroneous.
Mr. Mayor, you are under intense scrutiny for your efforts to pressure the Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden.
Let me tell you what happened, okay?
Whatever.
What happened is that I was investigating this incredible story about Joe Biden, that he bribed the president of the Ukraine in order to fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son.
Do you have proof of these allegations?
Yes, 2018, there is a finding by a court in the Ukraine that a man named Telashenko,
James Franco?
Something like that. He produced a phony affidavit.
Speaking of phony, awkward dimwits, let's get back to you. Sir, did you ask the Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
No, actually, I didn't. I asked the Ukraine to investigate the allegations that there was interference in the election of 2016.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Did you ask the Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
Okay, let's move on. Sir, did you ask the Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
No, I didn't ask him to look into Joe Biden. I asked him to look into the allegations that related to my client, which tangentially involved Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's son can get $1.5 million.
And because they're Democrats, you won't cover it.
I've been listening to you, and of course you are full.
And you want to cover some ridiculous charge.
Standing there with with your eyes bulging out of your skull.
You have no idea how big this is.
Look at you now in the center ring, covering how you've been yentering with Ukraine. Are you crooked or just insane?
Why do you
keep selling bullshit to us?
Won't be long
before you're under the bus. Stuff up as he goes.
And you want to cover some ridiculous charge that I urged the Ukrainian government to investigate corruption. Well, I did, and I'm proud of it.
He's made so many gaffes because he's never prepared.
I'm here on television telling you everything I do.
When he's nervous, he laughs, and it makes me feel scared. Straight up extorting Zelensky, and now he's just a on his phone, cause he just got his whistle blown.
OMG,
he's like a soundbite from hell.
He makes it
and it look like SNL.
I absolutely do.
Giuliani, here you go again. Lie, lie, where the hell they find you? Giuliani, eating crow again. Bye, bye, time that you resign.
Shady wordsmith guarding this orange turd with
lies, lies. When's he gonna let you go, Giuliani?
You're a drama queen. You guys got no chance of winning,
Giuliani. Need a dramamine. More lies. He does so much spinning.
Sit back and watch him raving. Up as he goes.
I have no idea.
Mr. Mayor, how do you respond to critics who say that you are traveling the world pushing debunked conspiracies as part of a scheme to help the president's re-election?
And that's ridiculous, Stephen. I was simply bringing the American people the truth about the Bidens. And that's not all. I now have reason to believe that the 2016 election was not hacked by the Russians. It was hacked by Hunter Biden, who was actually a Men in Black style alien being operated by a tiny Hillary Clinton in his neck. But
okay. Wow, that's a bold assertion.
Oh, no.
That is. Sir, that's a bold assertion. Do you have any proof of that?
Oh, not yet. Or ever. Oh. I'm not falling into that proof trap.
Well. What exactly were you doing with Ambassador Sondland and Rick Perry?
When you're solving big, spooky mysteries, you need a team. It was Gordon Sondland, Rick Perry, Velma, and me, Rudy, 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 Rudy! Stephen, if you'll excuse me, it's time for a Rudy snack.
Mr. Mayor, are you drinking?
Shh. I can't hear myself drink.
Well, Mr. Giuliani, your investigations have caused a lot of trouble for the White House. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton reportedly called you a hand grenade who would blow everybody up. What do you say to that?
Yeah, Stephen, that's crazy. Grenades are used by highly trained soldiers. I'm more like a can of hairspray someone turns into a flamethrower during a prison riot. That's also what happened to my teeth.
I got it. Well, your fraud guarantee associates were arrested with one-way tickets to Vienna just hours after you met with them. And you were also scheduled to fly to Vienna. What were you planning to do there?
Stephen, I was going to Vienna because I love classical music. And I have reason to believe that Hunter Biden has stolen Mozart's bones. And he wasn't alone. Everyone was in on it. The deep state, Podesta, George Soros, the lizard people, Bigfoot, the chupacabra. I know him. We have the same dentist.
Mr. Mayor, lovely orthodonture. Mr. Mayor, this kind of behavior is exactly why you yourself are under a counterintelligence investigation.
It won't work, Stephen, because I am counter-investigating them. I've teamed with a new Bulgarian company certified ripoff. They're going to fund my space expedition to get to the bottom of Hunter Biden's business deal with the Nazis in the center of the moon. The mayor of outer space.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney directly contradicting President Trump on a quid pro quo with Ukraine, saying hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. military aid was tied to an investigation of Democrats in the 2016 election.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
You just described is a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it.
So all the bad stuff they've been saying the president didn't do, now they're saying he did it and he does it all the time? I mean, their defense has gone from if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit to give me back my glove.
Admitting the thing that Trump is being impeached for turned out to be slightly problematic. So later that day, Mulvaney put out a statement saying, let me be clear, there was absolutely no quid pro quo. But we saw you on camera repeatedly saying that there was. Then Mulvaney went on Fox News Sunday and unveiled his bulletproof defense. He never actually said quid pro quo.
You again said just a few seconds ago that I said there was a quid pro quo. Never use that language because there is not a quid pro quo.
You were asked by Jonathan Carl, you've described a quid pro quo and you said that happens all the time.
And reporters will use their language all the time. So my language never said quid pro quo.
He does realize you don't have to say the crime to be guilty of the crime, right? To be convicted of homicide, you don't have to stab somebody while saying, murder, 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 murder.
A fourth business associate of Rudy Giuliani's was arrested, again at an airport. Well, I'm sure he wasn't trying to flee, probably just wanted a Cinnabon or something.
So in 24 hours, we had Trump hosting the G7 at his golf club, Turkey getting the greatest deal of all time, no quid pro quo, but also quid pro quo, a showdown in the White House, and we didn't even have time to tell you that Rick Perry, who is tied to the whole Ukraine scandal, abruptly resigned today.
President Trump this weekend announced he will no longer push to hold an upcoming G7 summit at his golf resort in Florida. Yeah, I guess it is a bad idea to commit an impeachable offense when you're already being impeached.
I thought I was doing something very good for our country by using Trump National Doral in Miami for hosting the G7 leaders. It is big, grand, on hundreds of acres next to Miami International Airport, has tremendous ballrooms and meeting rooms, and each delegation would have .. its own 50 to 70 unit building would set up better than other alternatives.
Wow, even Trump's announcement about not using his resort is a commercial for his resort.
Look, clearly, I would never use the office of president to promote one of my own properties, even the one-of-a-kind, world-famous Trump Doral. You know our motto. It's not just unbelievable. It's unconstitutional.
At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business.
Today, we got a firsthand witness to Trump going Ukraine in the membrane. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. Taylor sat down for the House impeachment inquiry this afternoon. Closed door. We don't have all the details yet. But sources in the room say his testimony was incredibly damaging to the president and that his opening statement was 15 pages long and prompted a lot of sighs and gasps. It was,
It
was incredibly damaging to the president, and it might get him impeached. Now, you may remember, Taylor was the diplomat who exchanged text messages with Trump conspirator, U.S. ambassador to the EU, and man beloved for his catchphrase, whatever you say, boss, Gordon Sondland. In one of their exchanges, Taylor texted Sondland, are we now saying that security assistance and White House meeting are conditioned on investigations? To which Sondland replied, call me. Call me. But do not call me to testify before Congress, because I can't explain this. Now, we all imagine we know what happened on that subsequent call, but today, Taylor revealed what actually happened on that call. And it's exactly what you imagined happened on that call. Because Taylor was told by Sondland that President Trump insisted that the release of Ukraine aid was contingent on a public declaration to investigate the Bidens and the 2016 election. Do you understand what this means? We finally have solid evidence of the crime that Trump and his chief of staff have already confessed to committing on camera.
And the New York Times is a very helpful list of the six things that we learned from William Taylor from his opening statement alone. Bill Taylor described an explicit quid pro quo. Second, the White House had two channels on Ukraine policy, the official one and the unofficial one. That was Rudy Giuliani. Third, Taylor was told Ukraine had to pay up before the president would sign a check. Fourth, Taylor said Ukrainians would die at the hands of Russian-led forces as a result of the delay in American military aid. Fifth, Taylor said that John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, fought the effort to hijack the policy toward Ukraine, and that Mike Pompeo did not respond directly to complaints. Sixth, demands were made for secrecy, and career officials, including Ambassador Taylor, were left in the dark about key events.
Taylor testified that Ambassador Sondland also told me that he now recognized that he had made a mistake by earlier telling the Ukrainian officials that a White House meeting with President Zelensky was dependent on a public announcement of investigations. Okay, well, the ambassador realized it was a mistake to make the White House meeting dependent on Ukraine announcing these investigations, because in fact, everything was dependent on such an announcement, including security assistance. So Trump was holding everything hostage. Just make the announcement, Ukraine, and I'll give you the White House trip, military aid to fight the Russians, and a beautiful new dinette set from Broyhill. And if you act now, I'll throw in this gently used constitution. I don't really want it.
Ambassador Sondland had said that he had talked to President Zelensky and Mr. Yermak and told them that although this was not a quid pro quo, if President Zelensky did not clear things up in public, we would be at a stalemate. Taylor adds, I understood a stalemate to mean that Ukraine would not receive the much needed military assistance. That conversation took place on September 8th, a day before the text from Sondland. He also testified today that Trump wanted Zelensky in a public box by making a public statement about ordering these investigations.
And Ambassador Taylor today tied exactly all of that to Donald Trump directly.
Right.
And that's what I think makes this so powerful, Nicole. And so I think, you know, there's two different issues for the impeachment. One is, did Trump go and solicit foreign interference? That itself is an impeachable offense. It's kind of the quintessential one. And the second one is, was there bribery? Was there a quid pro quo? And the case on the first has always been pretty much open and shut because it is revealed directly in the White House transcript or faux transcript that they released back a few weeks ago. But now we're seeing this quid pro quo argument developing its own momentum. You had Mulvaney last week, the president's acting chief of staff, basically confess to it, then try and walk it back in ways that nobody could particularly understand. And now you have today direct evidence of this this attempted quid pro quo. And just saying, oh, it's not a quid pro quo, is kind of like a drug dealer saying, oh, I'm not talking about cocaine, I'm talking about Coca-Cola. We know what that really is.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
One by one, sometimes hour by hour, the president's defenses just keep collapsing. Here's how things have gone as the president and his allies have tried to defend the indefensible. First, they stick out a position, and then that position falls out from under their feet, so they retreat a step, and then that position falls out from under their feet. And so it goes over and over and over again.
It started with that infamous phone call between Trump and Ukrainian president where he asks for military assistance, Ukrainian president, and Trump responds with, quote, I would like you to do us a favor, though. At first, Trump and company insisted the call was a perfect call, arguing it was perfectly appropriate for a president to coerce a besieged foreign entity into investigating his rivals. So long as there was no quid pro quo, that was their line. And then came Bill Taylor's testimony yesterday. He's the U.S. chief of mission to Ukraine, who made very clear there was a quid pro quo directed by the president. Ukraine would only get the desperately needed military aid that Congress had already authorized if the Ukrainians agreed to manufacture dirt on Trump's political rival in a televised interview and provide ammo for the president's baseless conspiracy theory about the 2016 election. Now, to be sure, the quid pro quo was already fairly clear. It's basically right there in the call text. But Taylor's testimony appeared to establish it more or less definitively. So then they moved the line again, with Trump effectively arguing this morning, okay, there may have been a quid pro quo, but it was a really incompetent one because we never told them we were withholding the aid, which is a defense, I guess? Here's Trump's tweet quoting what a Republican congressman said on Trump TV, quote, neither Taylor or any other witness has provided testimony the Ukrainians were aware that military aid was being withheld. You can't have a quid pro quo with no quo. But it didn't take long for that one to collapse either. Just a short time after that very tweet, the New York Times, with an alert on your phone, reporting that Ukraine knew of the aid freeze by August, which as the Times notes, completely undermines Trump's defense. There is your quo. And by the way, just a little while after that story came out, the AP reported that the Ukrainian leader felt Trump pressure before even taking office. The president of Ukraine, as an incoming president, even hosted a meeting all the way back in May, 2 weeks after being elected, before he was even inaugurated president. And the meeting focused on, quote, how to navigate the insistence from Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for a probe into the Bidens.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today distributed a fact sheet outlining what she feels are President Trump's abuses of power.
I think they want to impeach me.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.